operating from Exodus 32. So Moses went back to the Lord and said, "Oh, what a great sin these people have committed. They have made themselves gods of gold. But now please forgive their sin. But if not, then blot me out of the book you have written." The Lord replied to Moses, "Whoever has sinned against me, I will blot out of my book."
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome. Welcome certainly to our visitors, of which we have several today, and we're proud that you are here. David, I'm glad you didn't have a heart attack yesterday at the UT football game. Good to see you here today in good health. So if you missed that game, I won't say a pretty game, but came out at the end. I was with Bubba for a few minutes last night, and Bubba gave up with 10 seconds left, and I said, "Bubba, UT came back and won that football game." He said, "You kidding me?" I said, "No, Bubba, I wouldn't kid about things like that." So, but a big day for UT fans. Survived another week. Glad that you're here. Want to invite you tonight to be a part of our new Bible studies. We're going to have three of those, three groups, each meeting with our elders, Stan, Jerry, and Rob. And Stan's group will be here in the auditorium tonight. So there will always be, and we're going to have two of these in October, and then I think one in November, one in December. So it's not going to be every week, ideally a couple of weeks a month, but there's just so many other activities going on that we won't get that every time, but they will meet tonight. Stan's group will meet here, and you're welcome to come and be a part of that Bible study, or come to Rob's or to Jerry's, and if you're still kind of confused about where you need to go, I can't help you, but Rob can help you. It's not really that complicated, but we'll hope that you'll come be a part of that. We'll be studying from Matthew chapter 4, verses 23 through 25. All of our groups will be studying that, so you can look over that passage if you hadn't already and pray over that passage, and we'll be discussing that in our groups tonight. Beginning at 6, they'll be from 6 to 7 tonight, so I hope that you'll take part in that, in a little different type Bible study than what we've had, but hopefully that will go well. I want you to be a part. In a couple of weeks, in our Sunday morning adult class that meets over in the fellowship hall about 9:15 or so, and you can tell from this morning we don't always start on time, we don't always finish on time. It's going to be a quick sermon today, JoJo. It isn't really that bad. You could have made it today. We're going to begin a study of the book of Isaiah. We're going to do a textual study of the book of Isaiah. We were going to start maybe next week, but we had a great discussion this morning in our class, and we want to take some more time for that, and then we'll begin a study of the book of Isaiah. So hope that you will take part in that starting in a couple of weeks. So be involved in that. So lots of things going on. It's fall, and we kind of get back in routines a little bit, but I know a lot of you are on fall break. So I hope that you enjoy your break. For those of you who are on break, for those of us who are not on break, I hope you enjoy your break. I will not be selfish about that. We want to talk today for just a few moments about the book of life. We've heard about the book of life, and I want to just spend a moment, where do we first see it? Because sometimes we think that the book of life is just a concept from the book of Revelation. But as Houston read for us, it goes all the way back to Moses acknowledges it in Exodus. What's this great sin that has occurred in Exodus that Moses makes reference to? It is when the children of Israel, with Aaron's assistance, build a golden calf, which still, to me, is one of the most remarkable, stunning, for lack of better adjectives, events in human history, in the history of God's people. Because these people were eyewitnesses to the 10 plagues of Egypt. Okay? They're eyewitnesses. They are eyewitnesses to the parting of the Red Sea and the destruction of Egypt's army. And Moses has gone up on the mountain for 40 days, and they began to worship a golden calf. The speed at which that occurs is mind-boggling for me. That's not this morning's lesson, but when these great works of God that we read about and are awed by, they were eyewitnesses to, and yet went to idol worship in just a matter of months is an amazing thing to me. And Moses realizes what a terrible sin that it is that they have committed. Because not only is it the worship of an idol, but it is the rejection of God. And so here's what Moses prays, which is an amazing thing about Moses, who is a man of great humility. Because you remember, it is Moses who discusses with God when God says, I'm going to destroy these people and start over with you. That would be a pretty enviable place to be, wouldn't it? God says, you're going to be my man. Your family are going to be my folks. I'm going to get rid of the rest of them. And Moses prays for those people. And Moses' prayer when the children of Israel build a golden calf is, blot my name out of your book. Moses is really standing in place for the people. We're going to come back to that in the conclusion, because we shouldn't be that shocked by that, except that this man Moses was willing to do that. He said, let me stand in the place for these people. But what does God say? Each one of us will be responsible for our own sins, right? Moses, you can't stand in the place for these people. You can't do that. I'm not going to blot your name out for what they did. They will be responsible. And so the thought is, and the question is, and our goal should be, our striving should be, that our names are written in the book of life. Our names are written in the book of life. Because at the end of everything, nothing else really matters. But that our names are written in the book of life. You remember, you may not, but I remember, in Rooster Cogburn with John Wayne. One of the first questions that Katharine Hepburn's character, Miss Goodnight, who in her father is a preacher, remember, one of her first questions was, is your name written in the book of life? And that movie, but it's an interesting phrase. I mean, but that was her question to Rooster Cogburn. Is your name written in the Lamb's book of life? Really is the most important question we can ask, isn't it? Is your name written in the Lamb's book of life? Let's look at Daniel, because we see the book of life in Exodus. Let's talk about the book of life. At that time, Michael, what do we know about Michael? One of the archangels, right? Fights with Satan over the body of Moses. I believe it's Michael the archangel who'll sound the trumpet for the Lord's return. At that time, Michael, the great prince who protects your people, and this is Daniel speaking with God, Michael, who's the great prince who protects your people, will arise. There will be a time of distress such as has not happened from the beginning of nations until then. But at that time, and these are end times, your people, and who are God's people? He's not talking just about Israel here. He's not just talking about those who are physical descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but your people, and he gives definition. Everyone whose name is written in the book of life, or everyone whose name is written in the book. Who are God's people? Those whose name is written in the book. Those whose name is written in the book. And they will be delivered. Will be delivered. Multitudes who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to everlasting life, others to shame and everlasting contempt. When the trumpet is sounded and the Lord returns, Paul will tell us the dead in Christ will rise, right? The dead will rise. There'll be a resurrection, some to life and some to death. But who will God's people be? Those who are written in God's book. Those who are written in God's book. Now, the scene of the judgment is that we'll stand in judgment and the books will be opened and we will give an accounting of everything that we've done in life. And then it says another book will be opened, and that is the book of life. The book of life. And so the question will be, is your name, is my name written in the book of life? The only book that matters. And that's a good thing for some of you because you don't like reading books to start with, right? So if you've only got to worry about one, it's a pretty good thing. But it's one, the book of life that will be open. And the question is our name, is your name, is my name written in the book of life? It's greater than anything else. Let's see reference to it in the Gospels. This is the sending out of the 70 from Luke chapter 10. They've been able to do miracles. They've been able to cast out demons. They're coming back and giving a report of this missionary trip, this evangelistic effort that they have been about. They've come back and they've been able to do miraculous things. Again, cast out demons. They're excited about that. And here's what Jesus says to them. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you. Now, that would be an amazing thing, wouldn't it? To be able to cast out evil spirits. Because we find folks throughout the New Testament, especially in the book of Acts, who wanted that gift of being able to cast out evil spirits, right? Because there would be to be able to control those spirits would bring about prosperity. Now, I don't think these folks were excited about it because there was financial gain involved, but just the thought of being able to cast out these demons. And so people who had been afflicted by demons. And we see it manifest itself in many ways in the New Testament. They were able to cast them out and they're excited about that. And people are watching and listening and they're being able to teach about Jesus and to cast out these demons and to bring about healing. But Jesus says, don't rejoice. The greatest thing shouldn't be that you can cast out demons. Remember, some watched others cast out demons and they thought they could do it. Remember? The sons of Sceva? Remember them? And the demons were pretty powerful. And they talked back. You remember? Jesus we know. And Paul we know. But who are you? And they beat their britches off. Now I'm not making that up. They beat the clothes off of them. These folks were able to cast out demons. What a tremendous thing, because the demons are the power of Satan, right? The great enemy of Christians, of God's people, of all people. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but what should you rejoice in? What is the greater thing? Jesus says to them, rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Rejoice that your names are written in heaven. In heaven. Not the miraculous things that you can do. For us, not all the blessings that you have are not the great thing you should rejoice in, but you should rejoice in the most important thing, that your name is written in heaven. That you're in God's book. That you're in the Lamb's book of life. That is the greatest blessing that we have, is to be in the Lamb's book. Moses was willing to have his name blotted out for the people. But God said to him, I'm not doing that. I can't do that. You can't take the place. That's a choice they made. And when it's time to punish them, I will punish them. But Jesus came and took our place. He did something Moses couldn't do. He did something animal sacrifices couldn't do. He did something that adherence to the law couldn't do. He did something that great acts of benevolence and philanthropy couldn't do. Jesus went to the cross and gave his life as a payment for our sins, so that when it is time for judgment, it is not the punishment that we deserve that we will receive, but it is the grace and the blessings of God that will be ours. Of all the things you're thankful for, and I hope there are numbers of them. I hope there are numbers of them. You know, we used to sing the song, not so much every day, count your blessings. Name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. And we have been blessed. We are blessed. But the greatest blessing is that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'll ask you the question. Is your name written in the Book of Life? Is your name written in the Book of Life? Because nothing else matters. I don't care what the bank statements say. I don't care what your address is. I don't care what your health is. I don't care what your ability is. I don't care how good looking you are. Although looking over this crowd, I don't think anybody's putting much stock in that, so we'll just pass on to the next one. While all those things seem important to us, the only thing that's important, the only thing that's important is our name written in the Book of Life. And Jesus came and did something that Moses couldn't do. Jesus paid the price because all of us are sinners. And Jesus died for us, that instead of our names being blotted out of the book, that our names will be written in the book. Jesus says, if we confess Him before men, that He'll confess us before the Father. If you confess that Jesus is Lord, not only verbally but in your life, that Jesus is Lord and accepted Him, and the gift that He gave us, so that the blessings of God for all eternity can be yours. If the question today, the answer to the question is, I don't know, or no, my name's not written in the Book of Life, then I'd ask you, what keeps you from coming to the foot of a cross and being cleansed in the blood of Jesus? What keeps you from coming? Maybe you have some questions. Hope you know that our Bible study times and their sermon times, not the only time we have to study. If you have questions, I'll be glad to talk with you. Our elders will be glad to talk with you. But maybe you just haven't made the decision. Maybe you've wrestled with it, but today's the day that you're ready to make that decision. If it is, why don't you come while we stand and sing?